Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
The next James Bond is going to be, drum roll please, for the 25th Bond movie, the next James Bond will be Daniel Craig. He's coming back. He said he wasn't going to do any more of these things, but he is going to do Bond 25. It was announced today. And Rami Malek, who played Freddie Mercury, will be the villain in the movie. Ralph Fiennes, is that how you say his name?
Ralph Fiennes
is how you would say it.
Ralph Fiennes.
Yeah. But I know that's not how you say it. Anyways, he's in there. Naomi Harris will be in there. The producer of the movie, a woman by the name of Barbara Broccoli. Now, that sounds like the name of a Bond girl.
Wasn't it Albert R. Broccoli or whatever that started the whole thing? Broccoli is one of the main names of the whole deal.
Barbara Broccoli says, Bond is not on active service when we start. He's enjoying himself in Jamaica. We consider it Bond's spiritual
home. He's rolling up a fat cone on the beach in Jamaica. And James Bond gets the best weed, I'm telling you.
He starts his journey here. We've built an extraordinary house for him. We've got quite a ride in store for Mr. Bond.
Give me three fingers of the Thunderball.
Now, it doesn't say when this thing is going to be coming out, but they have the cast set. Probably.
And he must just be getting incredibly paid, because he said he would rather cut off his own right hand or something than do that again.
And they put like $25 or $30 million in front of him for the movie, and he had said no initially. Graham Nash married his girlfriend. He's 37 years older than her.
Wow.
She's 40, you know, but Graham is 77. Amy Grantham is her name. And Graham recently divorced his wife of 38 years. The couple married both in Woodstock and in the Scottish Highlands. And guess who just came off jury duty? That would be Peter Frampton. There's a picture of Frampton at jury duty in Nashville. It was also his 69th birthday, so he was celebrating his birthday by doing jury duty there. So even Frampton's
I wonder if, you know, during the jury deliberations, if they ever said, Peter, do you feel like we do?
Yes, get me out of here.
When the judge says, does the jury have a verdict? And the jury foreman stands up and it's Peter Frampton and he's in the talk box.
In regards to the criminal interference charge, we find him not guilty.
And if you went to Coachella, you got the herpes. TMZ is reporting that there was a spike of herpes diagnosis at Coachella this year. An online treatment website called Herp Alert, not to be confused with Herp Alpert or Herb Alpert, Herp Alert.
Do you get that on your phone? Does that come down like an Amber Alert or something?
Ladies, if you're dating
a guy who's got
a Herp Alert app on his phone, you might want to move off of that.
I had the bracelet. I didn't know they went high tech and they're doing it on the phone now.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
The Herp Alert saw an enormous rise in people looking to get treated for the herp at Coachella. Typically, they say
it was rising until they found out about it.
We get 12 cases a day during Coachella weekend, 250 a day were coming down. So if you went to Coachella, you know, give yourself a good looking over and see what's going on around there. And that is the trash.